about an overflowing cup. But before we talk about that, we need to talk about the cup of God's wrath that Jesus drank for us. In Matthew, Mark, and Luke, we read about Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane in prayer right before his arrest. My heart is wrenched when I read about our Lord Jesus. When he was praying to the Father, it says he fell with his face to the ground and prayed, "My Father, if it is possible, may this cup be taken from me. Yet not as I will, but as you will." Jesus drank the cup of God's wrath to redeem us. Imagine the Son of God. He carried the sins of the whole world, taking our punishment. What the Lord Jesus has done for us, we can never wholly understand. It is so awesome and beyond all imagination. In 2 Corinthians 5:21, it says, "God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God." End of that quote. Clothed in his righteousness, we can live in victory over sin as we walk in fellowship with his Holy Spirit within us. Let's talk about another cup in the Bible. In ancient nomadic and Middle Eastern cultures, pouring a cup was a distinct measure of hospitality. If a host poured only a half cup, it signaled to the traveler that the visit was over and it was time to depart. However, filling the cup to the brim and causing it to overflow was an extravagant sign of honor, inviting the guests to stay as long as they wished and treating them as family. We are family, children of God, if we have asked him to be our Savior and the Lord of our lives. He wants to fill our cup to overflowing. King David wrote about an overflowing cup in Psalm 23. "You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows." The overflowing cup, receiving an abundance of blessings, joy, and grace from God that so heavily exceeds your needs that it spills over limitlessly. God continually fills, and we simply act as a vessel, allowing his living water to pour out into the lives of others, testifying of his love, strength, and grace that has strengthened us in times of trial. In Romans 15:13, we read, "I pray that the God who gives hope will fill you with much joy and peace as you trust in him. Then you will have more and more hope, and it will flow out of you by the power of the Holy Spirit." A well-known and favorite song since 1959 is "Fill My Cup, Lord." The song draws deeply from Psalm 23 and the Gospel of John, chapter 4. The story of the Samaritan woman: he is able to give living water to those who are spiritually empty and fill our cups to overflowing. Like the woman at the well, I was seeking for things that could not satisfy. And then I heard my Savior speaking, "Draw from my well that never shall run dry. Fill my cup, Lord. I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench this thirsting of my soul. Bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. Fill my cup, fill it up, and make me whole." There are millions in this world who are seeking for pleasures earthly goods afford, but none can match the wondrous treasure that I find in Jesus Christ my Lord. So, my brother, if the things that this world gives you leave hungers that won't pass away, My blessed Lord will come and save you if you kneel to him and humbly pray. Fill my cup, Lord. I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench this thirsting of my soul. Bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. Fill my cup, fill it up, and make me whole. This song emphasizes that the world is not able to satisfy our thirst, the emptiness of our souls. Jesus is the only one who can do this. Gracious Father, Lord Jesus, we come into your presence and humbly pray for anyone listening who has never come to you to quench the thirsting of their souls. Holy Spirit, speak clearly to them of the water of life that you will freely give them for abundant life here on earth and eternal life in heaven when earthly life ends. For those of us who know you personally, we lift up our cups, our lives to you. Fill us up and make us whole and holy. May our lives overflow into the lives of those around us that are thirsting for you and the salvation you have bought for us. And may our lives overflow into the lives of other believers that are struggling and flagging as we draw our strength for each day from you. Amen.